So the first thing I also have to do is give you a statement to make sure you know what we're doing here.
Okay.
So the key objective of this interview is to serve as a research tool to document memories of the American chestnut. Information obtained in these interviews will be retained and made available for further use in efforts to promote a better understanding of the role of the American chestnut. Have you signed the participant identification and release agreements?
Yes, I have.
Great. Okay, now we're official. If you wouldn't mind, just go ahead and tell me who you are, where you're from, and any background information, what you do, that kind of stuff.
Okay, my name's Victor Davis. I live in Seymour, Tennessee, and work for the Office of Surface Mining in the Knoxville Field Office as a forester, and graduated from UT Forestry Department with a BS degree in 75 and went to work with OSM shortly thereafter. Been with OSM for 30 years, and I love trees. Period.
Are there any stories that you are thinking about wanting to tell?
Well, you know, none of us really had ever saw the living American chestnut in their full grandeur, but I find sprouts all over my property. I've got about 15 acres there in the foothills of the Smokies, and find those sprouts quite frequently, and that's exciting in itself just to see the leaves, you know, coming up and just imagine what they look like. I also find stumps scattered here and there, and hear all the stories people have told about the American chestnut, and I'd like to see it reclaim its dominant place in the forest.
Any of those stories that you've heard stick out in your mind? Or
well, I've got one story that I always liked. I can't even remember who told it to me, but some old farmer somewhere said that when he was a boy that, you know, when the chestnut started falling, that they turned the hogs out in the woods to eat the nuts. And he said they would always know when it was about time. They'd get all excited and be, you know, clawing, trying to get out and everything. And so he said they had this one hog that was the fastest and the smartest hog anybody had ever seen. And he would always know in advance, and he always had one or two certain trees that he liked that as soon as he got out, he'd head for this one tree. And so this one year, he said he thought he'd let him out a little bit early, so he let him out, and he said, sure enough, that hog headed out to the one tree. And he said he was so fast and smart that he could catch a chestnut on the first bounce. So anyway, I like that story. But other than that, no, I really don't have any stories about it. Just, you know, all the things that we've heard and read about in the books
Well, why did you decide to get involved in forestry?
I've always loved trees. That's just been one of my passions since I was a young child. I don't know how you know those things, but just have a special place in my heart for trees in general, and knew that's what I wanted to do from an early age.
Did you grow up in Seymour?
I grew up in Knoxville, which is, you know, about probably 10, 15 miles from Seymour, and always loved the mountains, spent a lot of time hiking, and my grandfather was a big naturalist, and he used to hike up in the Smokies before it was a park, actually. It's just always been a passion of mine, and you know, the thing that concerns me is I thank God for the American Chestnut Foundation, but that's just one of many trees that are under attack now. I've got, you know, on my property a lot of, or not a lot, but several hemlocks, and the adelgids attacking them. In fact, I've got one right next to my house that just about died, and I'm starting to treat it with the merit to, and it seems to be helping a little bit, but, you know, it's just depressing to see that, and then go up in Gleeman's Dome and see the Fraser fir been taken down. That's just one after another. So I guess we can just bring them one back at a time. I don't know.
Well, Well, when did you get involved with the Chestnut Foundation, and why did you decide to get involved?
It was through my work, and I think basically the initial contact and relationship was developed between Marshall Case and our director, Brent Walquist. And Brent is a real champion for forestry as well, and has helped us develop this Appalachian Regional Reforestation Initiative, which is a group of people working to reestablish forest land on reclaimed mine sites. And so I guess that's where the contact was initially made. And then I attended a state chapter meeting in, I think it was December of 07, outside of Nashville, and met all the folks there. And it's just been a fast pace since then. We've had several really neat projects that we've worked together on in the past year, and really looking to do more of that.
Are there any other kind of like nonprofit conservation and restoration type organizations that y'all worked with, or is the Chestnut Foundation a big one?
Chestnut Foundation is probably one of the biggest restoration organizations that we're working with. I can't really think of any others that would be at that level.
So how many years have you been, I guess, a member of the Chestnut Foundation?
Actually, I'm not a member, but I am going to join. After this, I feel compelled to do that. I was telling my boss that yesterday. That's something I really, really want to do and get more involved.
Well, from your experience being here and knowing what you know about the Chestnut Foundation, do you have any sort of concerns or hopes or fears or advice type stuff, or the way that the program's going and everything? Or is there anything that sticks out your mind that's particularly concerning or particularly promising or anything?
Well, I think in general the program is very promising, but I think as far as full-scale implementation, when these B3F3 generation nuts become available for mass outplantings, if we're going to do it on the mine sites, which I think that's part of the plan, then they need to be planted the same way all the other hardwood seedlings are, which is in a form of 1-0 bare root seedlings. We did an Arbor Day project last year and planted the nuts with the tree shelters and the stakes and all that, and it's just so labor-intensive and expensive for the materials. I don't think it's going to work, because all the other hardwood seedlings that we'll be planting along with the chestnut are planted as bare root seedlings. The other thing that I will mention, although I know it's a very touchy subject apparently, is this germplasm agreement. I really think would be a major hindrance in full implementation, because a lot of the landowners that we work with on these mine sites are small landowners. They don't have legal representation. I wouldn't even think they would know what it meant or said. And so I believe that that's something that needs to be seriously looked at, and maybe try to figure a better way of dealing with those issues. Although I'm really not certain what the issue is with it. I don't know why. But anyway, I think that's something that needs to be looked into and examined closely.
Sounds good. Well, that's kind of all the questions I was going to ask. Is there any other stories that stick out in your mind or experiences?
Not really. Not really. I just hope that someday I'll be able to see these trees growing on mine sites and be able to eat one or two of the nuts.
There you go. You said on your land, stump every now and then, and some small trees are shooting up from those. Do you have any standing mature trees?
No, none that are bearing fruit or even close to that. They get up maybe, you know, an inch or two in diameter, and then they damp off.
I guess that's it. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, well, thank you.
Down.